ask Senator Olson to please represent Senate Bill 84, make the terms of office within the aldermatic form of government consistent with other provisions. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. Basically, in 1998, the legislature passed legislation that altered the terms of office for aldermen or city council members in that form of government, and we forgot to do the mayor. So what this attempts to do is to give that same time frame for terms of office and make that available for the mayor or the CEO of the city council. And then the last line is added so that we make it clear that this is not a term limit. Basically, it tries to include the mayor in what the legislature did in 1998. And Yvonne is here and would help me answer any questions, I'm sure.
Are there questions of Senator Olson? Well, explain something to me. It seems to me like this says that they can't hold more than 5 years, office for more than 5 years. Am I missing something?
They could have a term that would go to 5 years. I don't know of any that do.
Yeah, Newell is that way.
Oh, Newell is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're talking about the term. Okay, sorry.
Madam Chairman, if I could. You probably can tell by the sponsorship of this bill where the problem is, okay? I mean, it's a Mitchell bill from the standpoint that they did go from the, they raised the term from 2 years to three, I believe, for the aldermen, and they left Mayor Claggett out of the picture. So they would just assume that this legislation would help you know, the mayor to also be able to have a term that would be of the same length, whatever it is, 2, 3, 4, or 5 years, to be the same.
Okay. Are there, Senator Albers?
Senator Olson, you said they raised it from 2 to 3 for the aldermen and left the mayor. Who are they?
They are the aldermen. I mean, it was a city council decision to change their terms, to increase the length of time that they would serve. From 2 to 3 years.
They did that, but they couldn't do that for the mayor even if they wanted to.
I don't know that I could answer that, Yvonne.
Madam Chairman, the mayor's term is currently not less than 2 nor more than 4 years as determined by ordinance, whereas the aldermen are not less than 2 nor more than 5 years as determined by ordinance. So they set them by ordinance locally. And all we're trying to do is make it so that the maximum is consistent.
Okay, but I'm just curious if I could.
Go ahead. Well, and maybe I can. It says that they can't be more than the law. The state law says that it can't be more than four. So if they had five.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to get at, what precluded the mayor from bumping up to another year? The council, or the alderman, or the law?
Senator Olson.
I think in this instance, because we stayed under five, we're okay. So the mayor, I mean, they just, I probably misspoke. I'm not talking about Mayor Claggett. You know, I mean, it could be any mayor. So the issue really is the top end of the term, okay? Because law would have precluded, if they'd wanted to do what Newell did, for example, it would have precluded that.
Are there further questions of the sponsor, Senator Reedy?
Thank you, Madam Chair. In other words, if we elect aldermen and the mayor for a two-year term, for example, they can change that to 3 years if they so desire?
Yeah. That's my understanding. Well, no, I mean, not at the next ensuing election.
Right. They can't change it to an office to be served at.
Okay. That was my question.
Madam Chairman?
Senator
Reedy might be onto something. Boy, that could be a kind of a cool deal. Go from 2 to 4.
You can't do that.
I don't think that was the intent, but let us are there further questions of Senate Bill 84? Are there proponents of Senate Bill 84? Seeing none, are there opponents of Senate Bill 84? Any opponents? Seeing none, I will close testimony and ask for disposition of the bill.
I won't do it faster.
Senator Vitter move do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Olson. All those in favor signify by saying aye. The second, and those opposed, no. The secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Senator Bitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye. Senator Reedy.
Personal privilege.
Certainly.
I'd like to have the board recognize former Senator Rasmussen, who's in the crowd today.
Welcome. Now, to me, this would be a pretty good candidate for consent, but maybe you feel differently. Senator Dietrich moved consent. Second? Seconded by Senator Reedy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried.